going to come back into session here after our short break. And
are we ready to go?
Yep, we're good.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in. And my rationale is a couple things. You have a similar property, I would say, in Litchfield, and it's very nicely done. It's a different corner, though. And, you know, approving this the way it is would sort of fly in the face of what this December 12th report to our committee was. I'm disappointed in the level of communication and consultation with the community. I think even one open house to have held that would have made the difference of having, you know that I've lived with development projects where we've seen a third of the people nearby against it. But when we have three out of three and then some opposed, I'm very concerned. I'm also concerned about the traffic. And right now, it's a very dangerous area during rush hour, particularly 5 o'clock. It goes all the way to the railroad crossing. Adding more congestion in here is not something that I can support. And as well, the renderings. The renderings, given all the concerns that exist with the neighbors, I think it would have been beneficial if they would have at least shown the sight lines and what neighbors would see from their yards. It's a very generic rendering and lacks character in an existing neighborhood, and to me does not mesh with what's already in the neighborhood. So those are that is my rationale for not supporting this.
Okay. Well, this is a new form, isn't it? Have we used this before? I can't remember.
I'm on page five, so I've made my motion that we not concur in it.
The subdivision rezoning is the same as the
Okay. Well, at this point, I guess we have a hung jury here because I'm going to support it. So, and my rationale for it is that over time, this, on the traffic side of things, as Shaftesbury will be widened to be two lanes in each direction with a median. This intersection will become right turn in and right turn out. There will be no curb cut to allow crossing of the, so you'd be entering from the moving north and exiting moving north. So I would see that as being solved in time. I asked the question earlier when the I think Mr. Martin was speaking that was he aware of the density that is pretty common across the city, and it's usually about 6 units per acre, and there's 2 acres here, and so I think at 9 there could be as many as 12 single family units within this property, so I think that's not unreasonable. Also the fact that it's sort of a self-contained space with its private drive also facilitates the property. I actually have one in my own ward that has 20 units on it and in 10 buildings, and has worked reasonably well. At this point, the possibility of you know, the larger number of units is, I'd be careful what I wished for, but you know, I'm not, you know, speaking glibly to the residents, but at 9 I just think it's not an unfair proposition, so I'll be I won't be supporting your motion, Councillor Havlicek. So in this scenario where we have a split decision, what happens is I guess we can call in the vote. Do you want to make your motion?
I have made the motion.
Okay.
Motion
all those too. In favor?
Aye.
I registered me as opposed. So now we have a situation where the community committee has not been able to decide, and it will be forwarded to the Property and Development Standing Committee. It won't make this month's meeting, so it'll be in the month of July
8th.
And opportunity now to speak on this is closed. So this will be totally decided without any input further from the residents or from the applicant. Depending on what Property and Development decides in the Standing Committee, it may or may not go to Executive Policy Committee, followed by a movement to the whole council. So that's sort of the progression that this could possibly take. So
I move public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.